Father, first of all, it's an exciting morning in the midst of all that's taking place. We want to thank you that you're not shaken. You are God, you are sovereign, and through your Son Jesus, you are ruling through your King, Jesus Christ, here on earth. So we want to thank you, and we ask this morning through your Holy Spirit to just open up understanding and just to be able to speak into our areas of questions that we have and all these areas that we are asking, and but that our eyes will be open, that we may see your Son Jesus, we may know you better. We want to ask, Father, this morning through the ministry of your Holy Spirit to empower us to grasp your incredible wisdom and understanding, and that you will give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that we'll be able to know your ways, be able to walk in your ways. We'll be able to move into the depth of what it is to be your children in a world that is covered in darkness, but yet upon us your light shines, your light is within us, and we are children of light. And so as you teach us about your kingdom and you teach us the role that we as your family have in your kingdom while living on this earth, we want to thank you as you open it up a bit more this morning and give us understanding. Lord Jesus, we just want to just declare that you are King of Kings, and every knee bows to you, and you are sovereign, and all things come under your authority, and we thank you for that. And so this morning, we want to just give you the praise and glory, that you may truly be such an incredible, a focus in our lives as we walk on this earth, and for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Great stuff. This morning, we're going to continue, not really where we left off last week, but it is a continuation. And we want to look a little bit this morning on, let's go back. As we are growing in the faith, as we are growing more and more in the revelation of what love is all about, and we are walking in it, as we've been praying for one another, that by our Lord Jesus, that he will really increase his love within us. We will be able to get understanding and wisdom and what to do with this love of his, what's the best route, what's the best way, and these things taking place over there. What is taking place as we are growing in this is that we are growing without even realizing. And today, I think our Father wants to just help us to realize what's happening so that we can appropriate it by faith and receive what he's busy doing. We are growing in what I would call kingdom authority. We are growing in really understanding what it is to be in the kingdom of God and how to live as believers, as the body of Christ, as children of God, in our Father's kingdom, and understanding the authority of Jesus Christ. And that's why over the past couple of weeks, many times, the Holy Spirit's been emphasizing whatever we do it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever we say in the name of Jesus, because he's helping us to be established in the authority of Jesus, so that when we pray, our Father which is in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, it is a reality. And so this is what's taking place. The more we grow in the God faith, the more we grow in the God love, the more we grow in the kingdom authority, because we're operating in his love. We're now operating in his name. And so over the past probably year and a half, as we've been learning the reality of what it is to have died with Christ and raised with him so that we may live a new life, Romans chapter 8, as we've been focused on there, Romans chapter 8 is the application, is the manifestation of what it really is to be in Christ Jesus. And so that's why we've been in Romans 8 for quite a few weeks now, understanding sonship, understanding by the Spirit, Abba Father, understanding the law of the Spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus, which has set us free from the law of sin and death. And so we've been dealing with that for quite a while. And now we're staying in Romans 8 because we're getting established in living as children of God, what it is to be in Christ Jesus, have been credited his righteousness, and understanding the power of righteousness operating within us, which leads to holiness and us being set free from being slaves of sin. And so that's basically, again, just the background that we have been on. So I want to share a little bit from the Word this morning. And the first scripture I want to go into is the one over here in, the one that I quoted now in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. Here we have our Lord teaching us, giving us a model, giving us an example of how we as his children, the children of God, ought to pray. And remember now, go back to Romans 8. By the Holy Spirit, we have received the Spirit of sonship. So by the Spirit of God, we say, Abba, Father. Because we have the Spirit of God within us and we have yielded to the Holy Spirit, we have surrendered to the Holy Spirit, we have accepted the fact that he's life within us, and we have now surrendered to his operation within us, the way he works within us, as we've gone through many, many weeks of that over there. Now we know, as Jesus is teaching us, because Paul is locking into this prayer that Jesus is teaching, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Now, because of the work of the Holy Spirit, we, as we've shared, we now find that we have our desires. We desire the things of the Spirit of God. And that is why now, as we participate with the Holy Spirit, as we have yielded to and is working in our lives, our desires are changing. We're no longer self-centered. It's not all about us anymore. We are participating in the divine nature of God. So in other words, we're participating in the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We're participating in his love. So now love is not self-centered. So now we're not focused on ourselves anymore. And so now we're coming. That's why there's an increase of authority. There's a door opening this morning. A key is being released, unlocking a door for us to grow and step into the reality of this authority in Christ Jesus, what it is to be his body and him being the King of Kings, and how to live in his kingdom here, manifesting it here on earth. And so Jesus teaches us here, our Father in heaven, by the Spirit, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Because we have the Spirit working in us, our desires now are after the glory of God. We want his name to be exalted. We're out the picture anymore because we have died to the old man. We are new creation in Christ Jesus. No longer we who live, but Christ who lives in us. This is our reality. This is what we've been established in. So all the time when we come to that place where we find our old self-centeredness rising up, we stop. And the moment we stop and just go back, but Lord, thank you that my old man who I was in Adam, that's been put to death. I'm a new man in you, a new woman in you, a new creation in you. And I receive the ministry, the life of your Spirit within me. And that's the renewal of the mind. And remember, as we renew our mind, we are transformed into his likeness more and more. And so that's our part. One of the things we need to understand is when we go back to Romans chapter 1 and we're speaking there about the gospel and the obedience to the faith. What is faith? Faith is God's persuasion. So why are we obedient to the faith? We are obedient to the faith because we are hearing our Lord speak to us. And as we obey, what's taking place? We are obeying Jesus. And as we obey, The Holy Spirit empowers that obedience. That's why obedience is such an important part in our walk with God. The Holy Spirit empowers obedience. And we walk in there. And that's why in that general statement that Paul says over there in Romans 1 and verse 2, 3, and 4, we see that reality over there of we've been redeemed, we've been saved, we are obedient to the faith. Because as I said, faith comes from hearing our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we obey that faith that we have now, we start to respond to that. We are obedient to the faith. We are obedient to our Lord Jesus. We are obedient to our Father. We are obedient to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit empowers us. And now we find the power of the Holy Spirit enabling us to be able to walk, to be able to continue in that faith, to be able to fulfill and as we've responded in what we heard God say to you and us. So obedience plays a big role in this reality of sonship, but it's the Spirit of God that's empowering us now. It's no longer our own effort to try and obey God. We see the whole Old Testament, they wasn't very, very successful in obeying God. And that because the sinful nature, the power of sin, and remember, sin is lawlessness, disobedience. And so just to cover that there. So now we come back to that prayer. Hallowed be your name. Verse 10, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And this is the focus as we find now as we are maturing in sonship. We're maturing in children of God. We're maturing in faith. We're maturing in love. There's this deep desire, despite what's happening in our country, despite what's happening in our lives, there is this deep working of the Spirit of God that brings us to a focus point, to our Heavenly Father, for His glory. Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Jesus is showing us His life. He's opening up His heart. Yeah, He's opening up His desires. Now we are in Him. The Spirit of God is working in us to have the same heart, the same desires, the same mindset as our Lord Jesus Christ. And so now our desire, our heart as children of God, is that our Father is glorified and that His kingdom come and His will be done here in South Africa, in our towns, in our cities, in our communities, in our families, in our schools, in our workplace. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then only after that, we see now the focus goes back. Okay, now, Father, give us today our daily bread. But Jesus goes on, as we know very well, that portion in Scripture, also in Matthew 6, verse 33, about seek first the kingdom of God, and all these other things shall be added unto you. And that's what Jesus is teaching us here in the prayer of having your heart after God, seeking Him, having your desires for His glory to be made known, His way of doing things to be made known on earth. And then, Father, please today give us our daily bread, seeking first the kingdom of God, and all these other things shall be added. So Jesus is sharing something profound for us as children of God here, to be able to understand our focus, our desires. Now, here in Matthew chapter 16, and this is something that I think the Holy Spirit is going to really begin to refine our understanding of this teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus replied, remember, this is about the revelation of who Christ is. People had their own opinions. Some say that you're John, some say that you are Elijah, etc. And then Jesus speaks to Peter and says, okay, that's everybody else's opinions. That's what they're saying. But who do you say? And that's important because we may have many opinions of who Jesus is. But the real truth of who Christ is, that is the work of God by the Holy Spirit in giving us revelation of who Christ is. And that's why Paul prays so many times, Father, give us a spirit of revelation and wisdom that we may know you better. Okay. We must be praying for the body of Christ. And so then Peter said, you are the anointed one, the Son of the living God. And Jesus replied, you are favored. You are favored and privileged, Simon, son of Jonah, for you didn't discover this on your own, but my Father in heaven has supernaturally revealed it to you. I gave you the name Peter, a stone, and this rock will be the bedrock foundation in which I will build my church. In other words, my called out ones, my legislative assembly. And the power of death, the gates of Hades. Hades is the place of the departed. Okay? And the power of death will not be able to overpower it. Remember, Paul writes over there, where, O death, is your sting? Where's your victory? And this is important to understand, but we're not going to deal with that now, but I want us to share the scripture over there, because the Holy Spirit's going to bring this again and again to us as he begins to give us deeper understanding of what Jesus is saying over there. And he goes on, and the power of death will not be able to overpower it. So anything that's involved with death, in other words, sin, the consequences of sin, the reality of the darkness, of the demonic realm, everything that's associated with sin, with lawlessness, with death, will not be able to overpower the incredible ecclesia, the incredible called out ones, the incredible body of Christ, the children of God, will not be able to overpower it. What is our role as children of God in the kingdom of God here on earth? Okay, and then he goes on, and I will give you the keys of heaven's kingdom realm, to forbid on earth that which is forbidden in heaven, and to release on earth that which is released in heaven. Now, we often use the scripture in particularly in spiritual warfare and so forth, but I believe this morning is that our Lord Jesus is giving us an understanding here based on the process, based on what he's been sharing concerning the revelation that the Father has given Peter and the disciples. Because it's on that revelation of who Christ is that Jesus builds his body. And he goes on and he says over there, I will give you keys of heaven's kingdom, or keys of the kingdom of God, to forbid on earth that which is forbidden in heaven, and release on earth that which is released in heaven. What is our role as children of God in Christ Jesus, living in his kingdom, been given keys of the kingdom? And that's, I believe, is where we're now stepping into an understanding of that. And so over the next couple of weeks, probably more and more the Spirit of God will open up scriptures, and we will continually share what we're saying over there. But one of the things that I believe is vital over here, notice the role of revelation. The keys of the kingdom, faith is a key, love is a key, truth is a key. And here we see something profound here, because here Jesus is saying, you see, the Father has given you revelation of who I am. That revelation is a key to be able to take what Christ has done. As the Holy Spirit shares with you, that's why faith comes from hearing. As the Holy Spirit shares with you. So every time the Spirit of God is revealing to you and I a truth, that is a key. And as we use that key, what takes place? That which is in heaven now begins to manifest in your life, through your life. That's one of the ways now for you and I to understand what it means to be able to take that which is established in heaven and to manifest it here on earth. And so as you and I now allow that truth to manifest here on earth, what's taking place, we are now binding, not allowing darkness to rule in our lives. You see, truth sets free. That's a key. It's setting us free. And as you and I are established in truth and walk in truth, the manifestation of that truth is preventing darkness from ruling. And that's why Paul says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Because we're operating in a truth that the Spirit of God has given to you and I, and that now prevents darkness from operating in your thoughts. It prevents darkness from operating in your attitude, the mind, in your behavior, because now that truth is manifesting, and that truth sets free. That truth is a sword of the Spirit. That truth is life. That truth, it's powerful. It's active. And you and I are now operating in the obedience to that truth. What's our role as children of God in the kingdom of God, living in the realm of living as in light, but in this world that is still in the darkness? We are children of light. So now as we walk in truth, which is light, we now begin to manifest the authority of the word of Christ starts to take a role, starts to have a place. And that's why this is such an incredible time for us as his children, where we are no longer hid in that old Adamic nature. We are in Christ Jesus and his nature. He as King of Kings is living in our lives. So we're going to come back to this many, many times, getting understanding over there. In Hebrews, a very important scripture here in Hebrews chapter 12, and from there, sort of verse 20, or sort of 26, the writer here is speaking about when Moses received the law and the shakings and the fire and the smoke and the darkness. And then he's bringing it now to the reality of our lives. Then verse 26, let me read there. His voice shook the earth at Mount Sinai. Then, but now he has given a promise saying, yet once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. Now the expression yet once more indicates the removal and final transformation of all those things which can be shaken, that is, of that which has been created, so that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. And then he says, therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude and offer to God pleasing service and acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is indeed a consuming fire. And this is, when you go back into the context here, this is taken from Haggai chapter 2 and verse 6, when God was speaking about the old covenant, the old temple, and he was saying, but now there's going to be a new temple. In other words, the body of Christ, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit, Christ as King. And so it's referring to that moment. And so here we see something profound that, and this is where we've got to be focused, because God said he will shake. He has a purpose for all people to be saved. That's why we focused on the Great Commission. Everything's taking place there. We can get pretty confused, not realizing that God is actually answering our prayers. God is busy shaking. God is doing something because he wants all people to be saved. He's busy dealing with us as his children, bringing us into the revelation of what it is to be his children in his kingdom here on this planet Earth. And so all of us are being shaken so that that which is the reality of his kingdom remains, because his kingdom is not shakeable. And so we've got to start to look at what's taking place around us in our lives, in our country, worldwide, from a kingdom perspective of understanding that our Lord Jesus All authority and all power has been given to him. And God's kingdom, in other words, God's way of doing things, God's rule, God rules in and through his son, Jesus Christ, because Christ is the king of the kingdom. And we're going to just go through a few little scriptures as well, just to share with you. Remember Daniel. In Daniel chapter 2, when Nebuchadnezzar has that dream. And then verse 35, concerning the kingdoms over there. And when you look at history, you'll see there that all these four kingdoms, etc., corresponded to that period of time. And then when the Roman Empire was ruling around the world over there, Christ is born. And Christ brings in the reality of the rule of God. God rules in and through his son, Jesus Christ. That's the gospel. That's the good news. And that, and now we see over here, then the clay, the bronze, and the silver and gold were all broken to pieces and became like chaff on the threshing floor in the summer. The wind swept them away without leaving a trace. But the rock that struck the statue became a huge mountain that filled the whole earth. So here we see a prophetic word from Daniel's vision, from interpreting Nebuchadnezzar's dream about the coming kingdom of God, the Messiah. And he begins to interpret this over there. And we see over there, in the times of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that'll never be destroyed. This is the kingdom of God. This is the rule of Christ. Jesus says, I'm building my church in the gates of Hades, the realm of death, the realm of darkness. All that will not overcome my people, because we're in a kingdom that lasts. We're in Christ, the eternal Son of God. And how can we be destroyed? How can darkness overpower us? Because we're in Christ, who is King of Kings, who has overcome the darkness. Sorry. And he carries on and he says over there, it'll crush all those kingdoms. God said he will shake everything. He will shake everything that can be shaken, but not his kingdom, because his kingdom cannot be shaken. His kingdom is eternal. It'll crush all those kingdoms and bring them to an end, but it itself will endure forever. And then he carried on. This is the meaning of the vision of the rock cut out of the mountain, not by human hands, because this is a divine thing. Christ was conceived by the Holy Spirit. The King is conceived by the Holy Spirit, the King of this kingdom. And this kingdom of God, it's God's kingdom. It's outside of the natural. It's a spiritual reality that is manifesting itself here on earth. What is our role as children of God, living in the kingdom of God, our Father which art in heaven? Whatever we ask in the name of Jesus, because our desires is for our Father to be glorified. Jesus says, I will do it. Jesus says, I will build my church. See, Jesus is building. He's doing something in our lives. The body of Christ in South Africa, the body of Christ worldwide. Our Lord is actively involved in building his church. Our Father is actively involved in shaking all things so that people can begin to experience this prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The rule of Jesus. The kingdom of God, there's the now reality, but there's also the future reality. Okay, we'll get to that as we go on over there. But here we see an amazing truth about the reality of the kingdom. Just one more scripture here in Daniel before we move on. In Daniel chapter 7, again, we see this over there. But the court will sit. This is about the Ancient of Days. This is about our Lord Jesus Christ. But the court will sit, and his power will be taken away completely and destroyed forever. This is a prophetic about the future end times, about the future kingdom of God. And then the sovereignty, power, and greatness of all the kingdoms under heaven will be handed over to the holy people, that's you and I, of the Most High. In Revelation, it speaks about the 1,000 years where Christ reigns on earth with his people. I believe this is referring to that period. in the sovereignty, power, and the greatness of all the kingdoms under heaven will be handed over to the holy people of the Most High. You've got to see that what we are doing now is eternal. The gifts and all that, everything about God's calling on our lives and our understanding the kingdom and us learning how to walk in His, in the ways of God is an eternal reality. We've got to see a time will be coming where the greatness of all the kingdoms under heaven and earth will be handed over to the people of God, to the sons of God. That is why there's a maturing process. That's why we're learning to be established in sonship, walking in love all the time. We've got to be growing in this over there. His kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom, and all rulers will worship and obey Him. We see that in Revelation, that all the kings come and acknowledge that Jesus Christ is King of kings, Lord of lords. Every knee will bow down. Guys, this is the kingdom that you and I belong to. We have a king, Christ Jesus, who reigns, who rules. Now, to add on to this, let me go on to Colossians chapter 1. And we go back to Matthew chapter 16, where God gave Simon Peter the revelation of who Christ is. And Jesus says, based on the revelation of who I am, I'm going to be building. And the realm of darkness, the realm of death, cannot at all come against and overpower the body of Christ. Whereas death is your sting, as I shared early on. Now, here Paul is praying for the body of Christ. I cannot emphasize the call of Jesus now for us as the body of Christ to pray for one another worldwide. I think in the New Testament it's over 200 and something times that the word prayer is mentioned in the New Testament in its various forms. There's such an emphasis there to pray for one another, to continue, pray without ceasing. And there's this emphasis, and that's why as we grow in love, as we walk with the Spirit of God, and all our self-centeredness has disappeared because we are living in the life and the law of the Spirit of life, and we now have a heart of God for His glory. We will find more and more we have such a heart to pray for the family of God worldwide. In your communities, all over, there's this deep hunger, there's a deep desire to pray because the body of Christ has a role to play in the kingdom of God, to manifest it here on earth, because God loves the people of this earth and He wants all to be saved. And so that's why we're in the phase now where the shaking is taking place. We're in the phase where the body of Christ is understanding truth of what it is to be in Christ, and now beginning to really shine, and no longer are hid in the darkness, but we are really, really beginning to shine. And it's beautiful to see what our Lord Jesus is busy doing. And so He prays and He says over there, for this reason, verse 9, let me just go down. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives. The keys of the kingdom, the revelation that the Father gave to Simon Peter, every revelation that you and I receive by the Holy Spirit, it's a key. So Paul is praying, and that's why we're praying that the Spirit of God will give the body of Christ, that the Father will give the body of Christ a spirit of wisdom and understanding, which the Spirit gives, so that we may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work. Remember, how do we overcome darkness? How do we overcome over evil? We overcome evil by goodness, by us doing the good works here that the Spirit of God is revealing, walking in the life of the Holy Spirit, bearing the fruit of righteousness, just walking in the reality of love and faith, going forwards like that there. That's why The revelation what he's giving us is a key that opens up and brings that which is established in heaven, and now brings it into your life, my life, and now that manifestation, that fruitfulness has an impact in our communities, in our families' lives, in our nation. Okay? That's why we respond in obedience, and the Spirit of God empowers obedience as we respond to what we heard the Spirit of God speak to us that's coming from our Lord Jesus Christ. That's how he builds. That's the keys, one of the keys. Revelation is a key, and Paul is praying so that we may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. Peter writes there, add to your faith knowledge. And as we add all these things, what takes place, we may be more effective, we may be more fruitful in the ways of God. Then he carries on, verse 11, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, the Spirit of God within us, the Spirit of God, the life of the Holy Spirit is empowering us, giving us boldness, giving us courage, giving us understanding. The early church, when they are there and they're going through a bit of a tough time, they come together in prayer and they say, Father, stretch out your hand, perform mighty signs and wonders in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Give us boldness. We need boldness, Father. And that's a consequence now of the Spirit of God. As we walk with the Spirit of God, there's this boldness rising up, understanding who we are in Christ Jesus. And then now is the manifestation of the kingdom authority of Christ ruling and reigning through us in bringing life wherever we go. That's part of the rule and the reign of God, the way God does things. And then he carries on. Listen to this. Being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience. This is the work of the Spirit of God. That's why the fruit of the Spirit, patience, endurance, okay? So that now you and I, as children of God, will find operating within us the life of the Spirit. We will find by the power of God working within us, being strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit within us, so that we may have great endurance. Why do we need great? Emphasizing the word great endurance and patience. You see, if we just look what's taking place, it's easy to be discouraged. It's easy to lose focus. But we need to be focused people, because we have a heart for the things of God. Our first priority is our love for God and to see his rule, the way God does things, to be manifesting here on earth. And he carries on there, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. When you and I got born again, we were taken out, for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness, the realm of darkness, and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. So here we have an incredible truth that when you and I got born again, there's the now reality of the kingdom, but there's also the future reality of the kingdom of God. This is like when the Spirit of God came in, remember, into our lives, it was the deposit guaranteeing what is still to come. There's still so much more of the revelation of the manifestation of what God's kingdom is and how we will move into that in the next age. That there's still so much more. But now, as Jesus said to his disciples, go into all the world, go into these towns and proclaim the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus spoke to the Pharisees when they were accusing him of having the power of Satan to cast out demons. And Jesus said to him, no, you got it all wrong. You see, with me casting out the demons, you've got to know I'm casting out in the power of the Holy Spirit. In other words, he said there, because the kingdom of God is manifesting. So Jesus has showed us there that there's a reality of him bringing in the kingdom and manifesting the kingdom in everything that he did. You and I are doing the same thing today, but there's a future reality of the kingdom that still has to take place there that is so brilliant. We look forward to. That's part of the inheritance. That's part of the hope that you and I have in belonging to a, being in a kingdom that's eternal and having a King of Kings that has triumphed. And so he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into this word, brought us into. It's a word that is profound because it means we've been transferred from one realm and we've now been established in another realm. That used to be our home. We've been transferred from that. We've been taken from that. That's no longer our home. We've now been given a new home in the kingdom of light, in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of the Son he loves. That's our new home. That's where we dwell. That's we're in him. So that's our new home. That's incredible permanent home that you and I have. But notice what he says over there now. The Son is an image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, for in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for all him. Now notice, he is before all things, and in him all things hold together, and he is the head of the body. What is the role? What is our role as the body of Christ in the kingdom of God while still living here on earth? That's the question. That's what the Spirit of God wants to open up over the next couple of weeks. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together, and he is the head of the body, the church, us, the family of God. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, might have the supremacy. He is our King. We're in his kingdom. He has the supremacy. He holds all things together. He is above all thrones, all powers, all authorities. He is above that. He is the beginning and the firstborn. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, so that through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, or making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Let me just read another scripture quickly as time is going. Paul again is praying. That's why, as I said, don't underestimate the call of our Lord Jesus for us to be praying for one another, for the body of Christ, to grasp the revelation of who Christ is, so that we understand him as King of Kings, so that we can be transformed in the renewing of our mind and understanding we're in a kingdom that's unshakable. We're in his kingdom. We are in Christ, who is the King of Kings. All things, he's supreme. He's above all things. He rules, he reigns. Jesus says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples. He's wanting us to be established in his authority as sons and daughters, walking in the revelation of God's faith, walking in the revelation of his love, walking in this incredible authority of Jesus. So whatever we ask in his name, he's going to do it, because this is going to bring the Father's glory. This is the maturity that we've stepped into. This is the door that's opening up for us to live in this truth. And again, we've gone through this prayer a few times, but let's look at it from what we've just been speaking about. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, the power of God's faith, the power of God's love, I've not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation See, he hasn't stopped praying for that over there. And he carries on over there. Let me just give you verse 21. For far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for us. That's a profound. He gives us the keys of the kingdom, the revelation of who Christ is. God has placed all things under the feet of Jesus. All authority has been given to our Lord Jesus Christ. He has the name above every other name in his glorification. All he's ruling, he's reigning. God rules his kingdom in and through his son, Jesus Christ. We his body. So therefore God rules and reigns, makes his ways known through his son, Jesus Christ, through us as the body of Christ, as we walk in step with the Holy Spirit. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for us, his called out ones, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. What a key. How can the gates of darkness, how can the power of sin, how can the authority of death, etc., overcome us as his children in Christ Jesus? We belong to an incredible kingdom of God. We're in his kingdom. We will step into a great fulfillment of that at the end of the age and into the new age. But now we are participating in it. We are in it. And we now are learning what it is to understand this incredible truth that God has placed all things under the feet of Jesus and appointed Christ to be the head over everything for us as his church. What is our role as the church, as the body of Christ in his kingdom while living on this planet Earth still? May the Holy Spirit give us deep understanding and revelation of this so that we can begin to grasp. As we go on, won't do it today, the time is gone. But anyway, as we continue with this, I'm going to go into looking now and understanding the body of Christ, understanding the spiritual gifts, etc., and really beginning to see it in the connection, in the context of us being in the kingdom of God and how this all works in understanding when Jesus speaks about, I give you the keys of the kingdom, so that we can know now we are not people that are trembling and fear and getting confused. We've got a focus. Our focus, Jesus says to Pilate, was part of another understanding of Messiah is king. And so he is the king of the Jews. And so that's why the plaque above his head, Christ, the king of the Jews. But Pilate asks, are you a king then? And Jesus says, yes, but my kingdom is not of this world. Guys, we're in a kingdom that's not of this world. And you and I, our role is to make that kingdom known, as we are yielded to our Lord Jesus Christ, as we are walking now in the God faith, as we are walking in more and more of God love, as the Spirit of God now opens up more revelation, as we walk in obedience to that revelation, his kingdom, that which Christ has done, which has already been established in heaven, now manifest. We overcome darkness, we forbid darkness as we overcome it with goodness, as we overcome it with the fruits of righteousness, as we overcome the darkness with the incredible reality of the life of Christ within us. That's how we forbid darkness. That's how we bind things on earth. And that because we are operating in the revelation, and that revelation is so powerful. So may God open this up more and more as we understand the body of Christ. We pray for one another. We pray for the body of Christ worldwide, because that's how Jesus rules and reigns. That's how our Lord makes known what the reality of the kingdom is. It's through the body of Christ now, powered by the Holy Spirit, walking in faith, walking in love, walking in truth. But we will go more and more. So as we have communion, very time has gone quite quickly. I've spoken a lot. As we have communion this morning again, let's just give thanks to God. Let's just respond in any way. Maybe you want to just pray for the body of Christ. Maybe you want to just say, Lord, give us all a revelation of Christ, the King of Kings, and our role in his body. What does it mean to be the body of Christ? And that's going to be our prayer, I think, this morning. So let me pray first, and then we'll have communion, and you spend the time, as you normally do, with the Lord. Father, first of all, thank you for a kingdom that you have brought forth with the King who rules, your Son, Jesus Christ. We want to thank you that in your incredible grace, by your Holy Spirit, you have taken us out of the dominion of darkness and you have brought us into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ. So we want to thank you that now we're in the kingdom of your Son, Jesus, who is the King of his realm. He's the King of his territory. He's the King of all. And in you, Jesus, what a place of security, knowing that you are supreme. Today I ask by your Holy Spirit that you will impart courage, you will impart vision, you will give us understanding that you are involved in something profound in seeing the reality of your kingdom manifesting more and more, so that we will not be caught up in all the shakings and that there, but we will remain focused. Father, your kingdom come, your will be done. So thank you through Jesus for the incredible privilege and honor to be able to be his body, to be able to know that what he has done and how you've placed all things under his feet for us as the family of God. Teach us, Jesus, what you meant by giving us keys of the kingdom. Help us to understand the meaning and the depth of that. Take us in to that truth, Holy Spirit. Guide us into what Jesus spoke about there so that we now can grow into that, participate in that. Help us to understand what it is to be your body, Lord Jesus, that we are filled to the fullness of God. Help us to understand that. Lord, one thing you're emphasizing is what it means to be not only the children of God, but what does it mean to be your disciple, to come to you and ask you to disciple us in this truth. So we come and we ask our Lord Jesus, you are our teacher, disciple us. Help us to walk. Give us understanding to walk in your ways, to walk as your body, to live on this earth, being your body in which you rule and reign. Disciple us. We yield to you. We come to you as our teacher, and we say thank you for your Spirit to take what's on your heart and your mind to share with us. And this we give you the praise and glory, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I have found in my own just walk with our Lord is whenever I appropriate the truth that I have received by the Holy Spirit, I have found that first of all within my own life, sort of the operation of the soulish dimension is overcome by me applying a truth. And so, for instance, I may walk into in my own home and I may just, something may be said or done, whatever the case may be, and I find I might just start getting irritable or impatient or that. The moment I appropriate truth, I overcome that evil. I overcome that darkness. And that is why revelation and obedience to that truth is such a powerful key that brings in the manifestation of life and forbids the manifestation of darkness to take place. And very often the body of Christ, we want to pray for the nations, etc., etc., and we use that binding and loosing And it starts with our own lives in just getting it established to allow that which Christ has already done to manifest, to allow the life of the Holy Spirit to be operating within us, and not allowing our thoughts to be ground bound, to go into the negative darkness respect, and that's how we take every thought captive for making it obedient to our Lord Jesus Christ. And so these keys that he's giving us are incredible keys of the kingdom, the way God works. Because remember, we have a kingdom constitution, and we live by that kingdom constitution, and we are citizens of the kingdom of God. We are citizens of heaven. We belong there. And the way God does things, the way God rules, the way what he shares through his son Jesus Christ, we live by that. Christ is our constitution, and the Holy Spirit makes it known to us, and we walk in obedience to that over there. And every time, as we just do that all the time, we're bringing in that which is allowed in heaven, that which has been released from our Father through his Son by the Spirit of God. We're releasing that. We're bringing it into our lives. It's manifesting. It's fruitful. It's manifesting into our situations, and we are then forbidding darkness to be operating in our lives and in our environments. Atmospheres change. So let us grow in this. Let us get established in this, and understanding right now what it is to be called out, what it is to be a holy people, what it is to be set apart, what it is to be in the kingdom of God, taken out of the dominion of darkness, what it is to be light, what it is to be salt, all those wonderful parables that our Lord gives to us at this time when there's a shaking taking place. And there's still much more to come in the shaking, but we're in a kingdom that is unshakable, the kingdom of light, you see. And so light is shining now, and that's profound. And so pray for the body, pray for evangelists to be rising up now, pray for you and I, church, the body of Christ, to have boldness to testify, boldness to step out, pray for the sick, cast out the demons, boldness to share the gospel, boldness to love, boldness to do whatever God has put on your heart to do. It's the time now for the sons of God to manifest the glory of Christ, the glory of God through us. And so, yeah, awesome time we're in there, exciting time we're in there. We're born for this time, as many would be saying at this time. Amen.